Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. I will be doing ASMR, computer clicking. Let's get started. And that was it for today's episode of my podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today we will be talking about Roblox Brookhaven secrets. Let's get started. So the first secret is in the hospital. So first you have to go to the hospital. Just like you're walking into the hospital. And then you'll see this, like, crack. And you might have to get a ladder and jump in there. And you will see a bunch of, like, green stuff, maybe? Sorry, I can't really remember. I'm gonna go check it out right now. And there's like this zombie in the capsule, and it's very strange, so you guys better check it out. The next secret is in the police station. So you gotta go to the police station, and you have to go to a cell, and then you have to get inside the cell, then you have to jump up and go into the vents, then you have to push into each wall until you feel yourself going into the wall, then grab a flashlight and keep walking until you find the secret room, and then you'll see this like room, and behind this like drawers, behind the drawers you will see a secret key card, and then when you tap on the key card you got to go to like Lake Madison, I think, and find the building, and well, the building that's like very random. And then you gotta get that key card, put it in the door, and it will open. Then you have to type in your username as the code, and then it will accept the code. So that's that. And okay, so now here's the third secret. You have to head to Lake Madison and go to the cabin, and then you have to go to the restroom, and then you'll go to the top of the shower and then jump up in the corner of the roof, and then you'll see this doll, and that's that secret. And also, some fun fact. So in the cabin, you'll see some spiders. Creepy. Okay, so there's also something I wanted to tell you in Brookhaven. So when you're at Lake Madison and you want to prank people on the boat, then you just have to dress up as a completely black person, and then you click lay down and then go in the boat and then just keep driving around. So that's a simple way to prank your friends. Another Brookhaven hack to prank your friends is to get out the motorcycle, dress completely black, and go on the seat and lay down. And yeah, so that's it for today's hacks, but I would like to tell you something about Brookhaven. So Brookhaven is just a place to role play around, but there are secrets, just like I told you. So have fun playing Brookhaven if you are, and hopefully these secrets will help you. And if you want to friend me, my user is firegirl707, capital FIRE, capital GRL 707. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today, I will be telling you guys my top 10 favorite Adopt Me eggs. Starting with number 10, the pink egg. I've never had a pink egg before, but I've seen a pink egg before on YouTube, and they're really cool. You can hatch a pink cat. I don't know what the rarity is, but it's very cool. Number 9, the blue egg. It's just like the pink egg, but you can hatch a blue dog. I still don't know the rarity. Number 8. The number 8 is surprisingly the cracked egg. Because the cracked egg is a challenge, and I like a challenge. You can't get a legendary that easy. Number 7. The safari egg. The safari egg is very cool. You can hatch like a giraffe, and the giraffe is the only legendary, I think. So, yeah. Sorry if you hear background noises. Number 6, I think? The royal egg. The rarity of hatching a legendary is not that hard. You can get very interesting pets from cracked egg pets eggs and royal eggs. The only thing I don't like about the royal egg is the price. The prices are so expensive. It's $1,450. Can you believe that? Moving on to number 5 is, let's see here, Southeast Asia egg. The Southeast Asia egg is new. So the Southeast Asia egg has a very cute pet named the tree kangaroo. I see so many people that have that on their dream pets list. It's so common. And it's very, very, very common. So, number four, the farm egg. I've never had a farm egg before. But they're very cute, and I like the fact that you can hatch a cow. It's very cute. I think you can get a pig and a llama from it. I love the llamas. Four. So number four is the woodland egg. I love the woodland egg and I missed it so much. I didn't get any of the legendaries. I was in starting player. So yeah, rough times when it went away. And I loved the fact you could hatch a cute little fallow deer. Number three. Okay, guys. Drum roll, please. Ocean egg. Yes, ocean egg. You could hatch an octopus, a shark, a stingray, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I have all the pets, and they're very cute, trust me. Trust me. So that's why it got top three. Number two, the mythic egg. The mythic egg came after the ocean egg, and I like the mythic egg because there's mythical creatures, and I like mythic stuff. Number one, ooh, this is a tough one, but I have to say myself, it is the golden egg. I've never had a golden egg before, but I know all about it, and I'm so close to getting it. I just need a few more stars. I just need to unlock one more thing until the woodland egg. So, that's all my, that's my top 10 favorite eggs. And, just to let you know, if you friend me, you can join me in game. I'm on Roblox every day, mostly. And you can find out my username in episode 2. So, stay tuned for episode 4, which is coming out really, really soon. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. We will be talking about Adopt Me scams and how to avoid them. So, number one is the most common scam that I see. A trust trade. So trust trades are when somebody says to put your pet in first, and then they accept the trade, and then they add their pet in another trade. But the easy way to avoid a trust trade is to not say ABC if they're doing ABC to do a trust trade, or when they say, let's do a trust trade in the chat, then say no and decline. Or just decline. Okay, the next scam.
This is a very sad scam. It's happened to me before. And it's, I don't know what it's called, but they call it the different game scam. So, it's when they say that, I'll trade you this pet if you give me this in a different game, whatever game it is, like Bloxburg. And say, for instance, that you go into this game, well, they friend you first. You go into this game, like maybe Bloxburg, and then you give them your bucks in Bloxburg, and then you go back to Adopt Me, they put the pet in the trade. They accept it, you accept it, but in the second trade, they decline and then leave the server. It's happened to me, and I literally cried. It was my dream pet that I was about to get. And yeah, rough times. The third scam, well, it's the, like, we will, like, people, I think they'll say, like, ABC to do rarity challenge, and then you do, like, common, then go to uncommon, then go to rare, and then ultra rare, and then legendary, and separate trades, I think, and then they give you nothing until after you give them the legendary in the trade. Then they just leave the server with all the pets. But they're supposed to give them back to you. But you were supposed to win a pet. So, that's all the scams I know. So guys, stay safe from scammers. Try to avoid them. And never accept a trade if there's nothing in the window. And don't be a scammer yourself. Bye, guys. Stay tuned for episode 5. Hi, guys. It's Emma, your host for today. Today, I will be talking about Bloxburg. Let's get started. So, Bloxburg is a game that you have to pay for. It's only 25 Robux. So, if you can't get Robux, then I'm very sorry for you. So, Bloxburg is a role-playing game you can build as well, and you can make friends. You can also like drive cars around the city, and there are actually buildings like the burger place, the pizza place, the grocery store, the gas station. Yeah, so that's a lot of buildings. Sorry if this might be a short episode today, because I don't have much to say about Bloxburg. So, I might have more to say, so it might not be a short episode. I'll try not to make it a short episode, I promise. You can buy neighborhoods with Robux, but they do expire. Mine is gonna expire soon. And you could buy more house slots and make tons of houses individually. But then it's kind of hard to know which one you want to do. And you can choose where your plot location could be. And you get daily premium rewards. But you might also get rewards if you're not premium. I can't remember. But you can only get premium if you buy it with Robux. So, yeah. Sorry if this is a short episode still. There's a library as well. So, in the gas station, I think there's a store. I can't remember, honestly. So, there's also a dance club, but no one seems to go to that dance club. I never see anyone.
There's also like a cleaning store. You can get jobs at the places, which is actually very fun. For me, I don't know your opinion. There's also a, like, hold on, let me get the name of it. There's also a motors shop. It's called Mike's Motors. I don't even know how to describe it. Is it like auto parts? Maybe. And yeah, that's all I can say for today. Sorry if it was a short episode. Actually, to me, it's not a short episode. This episode's like 4 minutes. So, bye guys. Stay tuned for episode 6 of my podcast. I've tried to post as much as I can in a day. Hopefully, I could fit some time into posting some tomorrow. But I do have a busy day tomorrow, so bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today I will be telling you how long I've been playing Roblox, how many friends I have, and my top 10 favorite games. Let's start with how long I've been playing. I've been playing Roblox for 1 year and a couple days. I started on April 18th of last year, which was 2022. Now let's move on to my friends amount. I have 90 friends. And 90 friends in 1 year, should I have 100 and something? I don't know. Now, my top 10 favorite games. Number 10, Brookhaven. Brookhaven is a role-playing game. Number 9, Bloxburg. Bloxburg is a role-playing game. Also, you can build houses, drive cars, and go to the stores and stuff. Number 8. Let me think on this. Making scam calls to save your best friend tycoon. It's a very funny tycoon, and you can smack your person, the person that monitors everyone. And they tell you good things about this. Like, I'd rather be here than with my wife and kids. Like, why is that so dramatic, though? Number 7, I think? This is also a tough one. Adopt Me. I just couldn't think of anything, so I just said Adopt Me. I love Adopt Me. You can roleplay. You can get pets. You can adopt people. There's so much to do. You can feed your pets. It's like real life, but animated. I love Adopt Me. Number 6. Well, number 6, Pet Simulator X. Pet Simulator X is a very fun game. You have pets and you break coins and diamonds and chests and crates and safes and stuff. I completed all the worlds in Pet Simulator. Hopefully you guys can too. Good luck doing that. Just if you need the good luck. Number 5. I don't know what number 5 will even be. Oh, it's Royal High. It's Royal High, guys. Sorry, I never have a script for anything. I don't need a script. So, Royal High is a game to dress up. Role play. You can do cosplays. There's a trading hub for level 75 and up. And yeah, that's Royal High. And you can go to school and spin the wheel at Earth and go to the Divinia Park and do the Fountain of Dreams and do your daily login streak at the apartments. So, yeah, that's number 5. Number 4. Dang it. I don't know what games I play. Seriously. I'm just all over the place with my games, to be honest. Pet Simulator 2, probably. I don't play it that often. I tried it, but I only like it because it's Pet Simulator and I love Pet Simulator, so yeah, that's why it got top 4. And it's the same as Pet Simulator, but a little tougher. So yeah, number 3. Well, number 3, I don't know about number 3. So guys, I'm gonna choose a random game. Club Roblox. Club Roblox, I have friends that play that game, and it's pretty enjoyable. So yeah, and you can roleplay. Go to stores and stuff. If you hear background noises, I'm so sorry. I forgot it, but now I remember. Fashion Famous. Fashion Famous is a game that I love. I love Fashion Famous. It's all about fashion shows and getting dressed. I love Fashion Famous. You have so many selections of choices, and there's a theme as well. Like, kawaii animal. Yeah, kawaii animal. Or cutest bunny. So, yeah, number one. Guys, number one is so tough. I don't even know a number one game. Like, naming 10 games is hard. Like, I can tell you without a script on that. You know what? First place, I'm sorry to say, but Adopt Me takes another place. Adopt Me gets 7th, I think if Adopt Me got 7th and 1st. So, I know that's kind of strange, but I couldn't think of any games, but then Adopt Me deserves it. Again. So, I already told you what Adopt Me is about. So, yeah. Sorry that this episode is super duper duper long. This is the 6th episode. Yeah. And this is actually surprisingly day 2 of my podcast. This is like the 5th episode of the day. So, I hope you have a great rest of your day, whatever day you're watching it on. And yeah, see you in episode 7, where I will be doing ASMR, I think. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma here, your host for today. Today I'm gonna be doing my second ASMR episode. I hope you enjoy this, because it's going to be a poppet. Let's get started.
that's it for today's episode of my podcast. I hope you enjoyed my Poppet ASMR. Bye! Hi guys, it's Emma, your host for today. Today I will be reviewing this book called Trapped in Roblox. This is an unofficial Roblox story, but it looks like it was made from Roblox. I'll tell you how many pages there are. It's a chapter book. So, there's 201 pages. You can learn about the author. It is by Dean Henson. And he has written other books. I will tell you about the author. Dean is a 10-year-old kid who loves Nerf guns, Legos, computer games, and YouTube. He is very creative and he likes to make stories as well as design new things. He hopes you to grow up and become an artist. Dean loves to gab and play games, and you can find him sometimes when he has sometimes with his dad on Roblox. His name is Chingu 2011, and he looks forward to meeting you. So that's about the author. And he is a real Roblox player. I searched him up before. So it's not a scam, okay? Just to let you all know. And this is a very cool story. And you guys will love this book. So I recommend buying it. Because it's so good. So, yeah. I'll tell you how many chapters there are. There are 16 chapters. Chapter 1, computer something? I can't even read that. Sorry, guys. If you're smart, you can read this. Chapter 2, The Train. Chapter 3, Pay to Play. Chapter 4, The Train to the Obby Madness. 5, Entering something. Sorry guys, I can't read some of this. Obby. Chapter 6, The Obby. Chapter 6. And sorry guys, I still can't read some of this. I'm still kind of learning. Agent. Chapter 8, Tycoon. I still can't read this. Chapter 9, The Tycoon Admins. Chapter 10, The Peaceful Rest with Jelly Jan. I just don't know. Chapter 11, The Doom. Chapter 12, The Let the Games Begin. Chapter 13, The First Round of Luck or Skill. Chapter 14, Battle Montage. I think that's what it says. Chapter 15, A Battle to the Finish. Chapter 16, The Big Final. So, this is a very good book. I recommend it. So, you can buy this on Amazon, I think. So, yeah, I recommend this. And shout out to the author of this book. This is a very great book. Bye, guys. If you buy this book, hope you enjoy it. Questions about anything, just tell me in the comments, whatever it is. So, I just wanted to say that and have a good day. Bye.
your host for today. I'm sorry I haven't been making podcasts lately because I've been sick a lot and really busy. So, I just wanted to let you know that I am planning on making a podcast about myself, so you can leave questions in the comments. Bye!